jasmine, oolong, green, and white. Long ago, these four teas were skillfully brewed at the Blissful Brew. Then, everything changed when the shop's popularity threatened its existence. All Mr. Ocaron, the shop's owner and tea master, could do was to recruit four teenage orphans to learn his trade and staff his shop. A year has passed since the orphans were hired, and although their skills have progressed, they still have a lot to learn before they can brew anything. But I believe that they have the potential to make the Blissful Brew the greatest tea shop in the world. Last time on Benders and Brews, an Avatar Legends podcast. Earlier, a servant that told you that there is a spirit of lost things that resides inside of this maze.
Hello, my name is Ushide. Welcome to the center of my maze. Ude can help you find things. But before you do, you have to answer my riddle.
Okay.
If you successfully answer my riddle, then I will take you to something that you've lost. But if you get it wrong, you will find that something has gone missing. My riddle is, what can be seen during the day, but is lost in the night?
Your shadow.
Very good. So, what is it that you've lost that you wish to find?
I came across a little fox dog pup when I lost.
He literally stands up off his pedestal and from behind runs the fox dog. And it runs up to you excitedly. You trapped Madame Yang. You trapped her associate.
Once this party's over, I'm gonna need some help in dealing with Madame Yang.
Will she even be alive by then?
Schrodinger's Madame
Yang. Mr. Yotaku, he comes out and he says,
if there's anybody still participating in the mass game, could you please come to the front, please? We're gonna have to finish this game off.
I guess that's me.
And me, I guess.
So what, now you're down to seven people, including the two of you. There is one young lady.
I got a gang.
Oh yeah, I've heard of a few gangs. The Coyote Boars.
The Wild Coyote Boars? It's my gang.
What? Your gang, is it looking for new affiliates?
Maybe, if you got what it takes.
I might have what it takes.
All right, the game is over. Six people, that works out too bad. Let's just say 41 coins apiece.
Steven with a PH, he comes rushing to the Blissful Brew booth, and he gives you guys your other 250 coins.
Could I persuade you to give us the hot leaf juice for half? Because I noticed we had a lot more customers at our booth than hot leaf juice, and I think we pulled way more weight than they did.
Yes, I am willing to compensate you a percentage of the hot leaf juice's profit since they did not live up to the contract they had signed. Give them the other half.
All right, and I assume, Brock and Mika, did you guys have anything additional that you wanted to deal with before going? You see whatever, you wouldn't know what her name was, I guess.
We gotta get her name.
She said she was gonna show us her face. Okay, okay. And tell
so she,
name.
Yeah, exactly. So she takes off her mask. You see her. She has green eyes, which is kind of like a very noticeable feature when you first see her. Darker hair, but not like super dark, just kind of like a brown colored hair. She keeps it like fairly short, not like super short, but just like,
you know. Like a bob.
Yeah, like a bob. And she wears all like dark colored clothing.
We love that.
Mm-hmm. And she comes up to you and she says, so congrats on the game and everything, you know. My name is Chikra. Nice to meet you. She holds out her hand.
To who?
Either of you. I don't know. I assume you guys are stating both.
I'll just stare at Mika and wait for her to just like gesture like.
I'm Nika.
Nice to meet you, Nika. Chikra, Nika. That's crazy.
Just Nika.
Oh, sorry, Nika. Nika, sorry.
You call me what you want.
Oh.
Wait, did you say Nika or Mika?
Mika.
My dad would probably make some dumb joke about, like, late to dinner or something. I don't know. But it would just be lame, and it would be embarrassing. Because he said, you know, just call me whatever you want. And he'd be like, but not late to dinner. So stupid. Anyways. Yeah. Great to meet you guys.
I get that.
So, I tell you what.
tomorrow, our gang is actually going to go and rough up an old man for not paying his protection money. So if you guys just want to meet us there, that'd probably make things easier. And then, you know, if you help us in the process, then maybe, like, we can initiate you guys into the gang if we like what we see, you know what I'm saying?
Where are you roughing this guy up?
Yeah, it's this, like, little dinky place. It's called the Blissful Brew or something. I don't know. It's some tea shop.
What time are you meeting?
Yeah, we were thinking, like, around noon. We don't like to get up, like, too early.
Yeah, I get that.
Right?
Why don't you do it at night?
At night? We usually have, like, other gang stuff we do at night, you know? Like, we hang out and we, like, talk about, like, how much we hate our dads. And moms, you know?
Yeah. Well, Nika can't really join that conversation, so...
She can sit in the corner with that one other guy who doesn't have a dad, and they can talk about how sad they are. Yeah.
So you're we're the on worst. The go-down
Oh, God.
You know, they might... I think it might be easier if we meet you at your gang's hideout tomorrow before, so we can just all go together, because... I mean, I don't live too close to the Blissful Brew, so I don't know if it's going to be out of my way.
Yeah, like, how do you even get there?
I just don't think that Toe Tang would be, like, super stoked about that idea.
Toe Tang?
Yeah, he's, like, our leader. I mean, I'm, like, sort of, like, the leader. I'm, like, the, like, female leader of the group.
You're, like,
I'm,
like, the Omega, and he's, like, the Alpha?
Omega is the She'd be beta.
That's what I meant.
Is that like...
That's
no, it's like bookends. You need a strong supporter.
Is that like Water Nation speak?
It's all Greek to her.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm like the Omega or whatever.
So, if he's not gonna be too happy about it, could we meet you at your place and then we just all go together?
My house? But my dad's there. He sucks. And then my mom's there, and she also sucks. So he's telling me, like, you gotta wear something other than black. Like, put some color on. Wear some, white? Ew. You know what I mean?
Who would wear that?
White?
Ugly.
Like, ew. Not even at my wedding. Not, like, I mean, I get married. I'm so above that.
I think you like doing this character too much. Because you're really good.
Yeah, I'm getting the feeling like we could just resolve this whole problem with a cheer off or something.
Cheer off! Okay, so tell you what, we'll meet you tomorrow at the Blissful Brew at noon.
Okay. Sounds good. See you
guys
there.
Wait, you know how to get there, Brock?
We'll figure it out.
All right. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even get your name. Brock? Nice. Yeah. Kind of sounds like Rock. You said you're an earthbender?
Yeah, I'm aware of the irony, dude.
I know. That's crazy. Did your parents give you that name?
Yeah, they weren't very creative. That's why they were farmhands.
Yeah. Ew. Like an ew. Yeah.
So we got something we gotta go take care of, so we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Peace.
Sweet.
Or war.
Name was Chikra.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So about Adam Yang.
Oh, as you say that, Madame Yang herself comes bursting through the door.
Is she an airbender? Earthbender?
Well, I don't know. It's been like hours. So I feel like if she was an earthbender, she probably would have earthbended herself out.
And it would have just come straight back up.
She comes bursting through the door, and she's livid. And she screams,
"Who was it? Who locked me in that room?"
Did we all take off our masks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Game's over. Why?
Because she knows. She's...
Yeah, I was.
Well, she has a description, but I don't think she's really like.
No, she
up.
Talked to me. She
oh,
said she gave
yeah,
me the
oh,
list.
Oh yeah, that's right. She did.
Like she
oh,
knows shoot. Who I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was the only girl that went on that trip too.
That's true.
Does my outfit
she
have
put
like
on
a
the
hook?
Disguise and the mask is strictly to hide from
it might
that
have, like, it's a robe, yeah. So I mean, well. You might be able to like pull up the back of it.
head on.
Do I still have my mask, or did I drop that? Drop it off, like on the table.
I mean, you probably still have it in your hand or something.
All right, I'm just gonna put that on and just, you know, walk away.
All right. She is, again, she's livid. She's shouting. She's screaming.
Does she still have her mask on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. If she was the winner all
along. Oh, she comes buzzing out. It's like the...
Well, this is important just because Bill and Gohan have a little bet on this, but you know.
Oh, yeah.
How long old Mrs. Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. We have a tendency to forget about our bets.
Oh, well, no. Bill only forgets about the ones he wins. I mean, remembers the ones he wins.
So she, again, she's livid. She's freaking out. She's shouting. She's pointing fingers at people. Mr. Yotaku comes over. He starts talking to her to try to, like, calm her down. And then he starts to get into the topic of, you know, them sort of forfeiting their... second half of their pay, which then gets her right back into being incredibly livid. She's shouting. Are you leaving as well, Brock?
If I got nothing else to do at the party, I'll start to head out.
Okay, because you see, like, everybody else. I mean, Mika kind of booked it back over to the booth once Madame Yang came out. And, I mean, Bill and Guo are already packing things up and stuff. They're, like, starting to head down the path.
Yeah, I'll start heading. I'm still wearing the rich guy clothes, but I'll just head back to the Blissful Brew.
Okay, so as you guys are walking down the path, you can hear her shouting after you guys. She says, "Mr. Ocaron, I know you had something to do with this. This is not the last you will hear of Madame Yang." And that's the last thing you hear as you guys head back. And you go home to the Blissful Brew.
She mad.
I wonder why.
Hey, Mika?
Yeah, what's up?
Shouldn't we have told these guys about what's going to happen? Because as we're going back, we tell them about what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. You can give them kind of a rundown.
So we met someone at the party. She's part of the Wild Coyote Boars, and she said that they're going to come back and try and take some more money from Mr. Ocaron tomorrow at noon. So we got to figure something out about that.
Mr. Ocaron, how much did you owe them?
Let's see. I think it was about 1,000 yuan.
Okay, we're still short.
I don't think so.
How much do you have? You have Gohan.
We got 500 from the party alone, and then Mika and I both got 41. I got 100
from... No, we got 750 from the party.
And then we just got... I got 100 from the house, and Mika and I both got 41. What's that?
So 750 plus 100, so that's 850 plus 80.
So we're short 20.
So, yeah.
We're short 70.
But as you are walking down the path...
What about our tips?
I was going to say, you reach into the tip jar and give me two dice.
Multiplier of 10?
Snake exactly. Eyes. That's you rolled the lowest possible
I
option.
Rolled two ones multiplied by 10, so that is exactly 20 yuan that you had in your tip jar.
Aren't drunk people supposed to be like, "Oh yeah, take all my money"?
Yeah, that's
a stereotype.
Well, to be fair, you don't normally tip it. Free.
Yeah, at an event where everything's already prepaid for.
Don't look at any of Guo's pockets.
Guo, why are you jingling?
So, Mr. Ocaron looks at you guys after kind of pooling all this money together. He's like, "Well, so do we have it?"
We're about 50 yuan short.
Wait, I thought you only needed 20.
What? No, we were 750. We were at 750.
750 plus 100.
Plus
80, so that would put 930. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus 20,
so it'd be 50.
So we'd be
short.
At 950. Okay.
We're 50 yuan short.
Okay.
Are there any?
I mean, you think they'd be forgiving? Unless you guys know anything else that we can do before noon.
We could sell. What day is it tomorrow? Is it Thursday?
Car wash.
See, you guys never seem to listen, but Guo has some very great ideas, and I personally would love that. That sounds like fun.
Is tomorrow Thursday by chance?
So tomorrow would be Monday. This is the end of the weekend. Well, Thursday.
There goes our special. Oh, that'd
be our huge moneymaker right there. Yeah, you know rich people having a big lavish party on a Wednesday night.
I mean, I've completely emptied out the coffers. I'm not sure.
How much do you think that Mr. Yotaku would pay to have his mask returned?
Hmm. Are you asking Mr. Ochre?
What? I forgot you were here.
His collective, or just, wait, did you guys take the mask with you? I think you were supposed to give them back.
What?
Oh, well, I don't know.
They got the cheap ones.
Yeah, we got the cheap ones for sure.
Oh, okay.
Can we have a side story of me swiping that mask?
You had all boys' night to do that.
I did. Oh, well.
No, it's okay.
I wasn't thinking.
It's okay.
Well, I don't know. I suppose it's a problem for the morning.
But they're coming tomorrow?
At noon. So we have probably four hours.
We have a second option.
What's that?
We just beat them up.
Now who's morally gray?
Well, I don't want you guys to have to put yourselves in any kind of danger on my account.
Mr. Ocaron, there's a lot of things you don't know that we've... I've cracked a few heads tonight, protecting your tea cart. So.
Did you really? You were at the tea cart the whole time.
You know, I'm pretty...
And no one at the party even noticed you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a bit of a man of mystery, you could say, so...
Well, I mean, I can understand standing up for what's right.
Why do you think I keep a bow staff on me all the time?
I thought it was because it was your safety stick, Bill.
Just because I sleep with it. Cuddle with it. I sleep with it at night does not mean it's purely just...
Bill, it's okay. I don't judge you for it. We all have something that we need to feel safe and secure in our lives. For me, it's tea. And for you, it's your staff.
It's you.
Oh, Bill.
And that's why I keep the staff, to protect you and your shop.
Oh, Bill.
Which is why I've been beating people up all night. I've been trying to steal your supplies.
You don't have to do that.
And that's why tomorrow, when a gang shows up, well, I'll beat them up too. Not that I want to do it, I'm just saying, you know, if they not you, who else are they going to bully?
I have heard reports from other businesses in the area saying that they too are harassed by this gang.
We could go around to the other shops that have been harassed and build a little army before tomorrow, so we stand a better chance.
It's not a bad idea.
Maybe we'd have time to choreograph a musical number.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Guo's ideas are always phenomenal.
We're not gonna
I mean, hey, maybe if the whole town is standing up against these bullies, maybe they'll stop without even having to initiate any violence.
You know, I like that idea.
You did, that girl you were talking to, Brock and Mika, you said that her dad was related to the Shifus? Or she's related to the Shifus?
Yeah, the Shifus who ran this party, that's her uncle.
Bob? Bob's her uncle?
Bob Shifu.
How long were you sitting on that?
Yeah. Just now, it just came to me as you were saying her uncle.
Well, aren't the... Well, I mean,
you think they know about that?
I would assume not. They're a very strict family.
I wonder.
You think they would give us some hush money?
Well, I'm thinking more bigger. What you know, you thinking, we Bill? Just made a strong ally in terms of the Yotaku family. I'm sure they might have the guards in their pocket, maybe. What if we just hire some guards to help us guard the shop and they show up? I'm sure the gang has no connection to the guards. Or if they do... I mean, I'm sure Yotaku, if he found out that the prize-winning shop that just saved his party is about to get roughed up by a rival gang, I'm sure he would be willing to, you know, help us out.
Yeah. And the Wild Coyote Boys, she just said they don't have money, so they can't even pay off those guys if they wanted to.
And she's not even related to the real Shifus, just the cheap ones.
Yeah,
the Shifus on the side.
Yeah. We could try that. Before we head out, we should probably go talk to Mr. Yotaku, see what we can do.
I mean, maybe it's been I should go talk to him, but...
Yeah, I should stay behind.
Yeah.
I say stupid things I tend to say.
I think I deal well with rich people, so I probably should go talk to him.
Okay. So you you rush back, and Madam Yang is currently just angrily ordering about her employees, getting things loaded back up into their cart, so she doesn't really take too much notice of you. But you're able to find Mr. Yotaku, who's still, you know, making sure everything's getting cleaned up after the party, and he seems a bit flustered, you know, from having to deal with Madam Yang. He's got a couple extra buttons unbuttoned, and he's sweating from his forehead. He's pretty, almost like beet red.
Mr. Yotaku.
Oh, yes.
May I speak to you in private? I'm sorry for this. This is extremely out of nowhere, and I do not normally approach someone of status like yours out of nowhere like this, but this is of grave importance.
Well, to be honest with you, I could take a bit of a step back from all of the craziness.
And he kind of points behind him over at Madame Yang's cart.
Yeah, she's a bit unhinged.
Oh, you're telling me. Yes, come with me. If you don't mind, outside is better for me.
Oh, no, really, it's a nice night.
So he takes you around kind of to the back. Not like all the way to the back, just kind of to the side, to the far side.
There's the gazebo.
Ah, yes, the gazebo. And so you guys are in the gazebo, and he's like, "Oh, what? You were the one employee that was over at the Blissful Brew, right?"
Yes, I'm their main waiter.
Oh, very nice to meet you.
And well, this the reason I called you out here is actually a matter of importance about the Blissful Brew.
Okay.
You see, have you heard of the local gang Wild Coyote Boars?
I've heard of a little bit of a rumor here and there, but...
I'm sure you don't have much runs with them, because...
No.
They're a local gang that rough up local shops.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they demand money from them to protect themselves from them. It's one of those situations.
Extortionists.
Yeah, it's one of those.
That's what they call them, yes.
And we got a tip that the Blissful Brew is their target tomorrow. And I just wanted to run it by you to let you know that, well, the shop that, you know, may have saved your night.
Mm-hmm.
Besides for that great mask game, that actually probably was a huge win as well. That looked like a lot of fun. But, like, I thought you would want to be informed about this shop that you hopefully greatly appreciate having at your party is about to get, you know, roughed up. And if there is anything you could do to help us, we'd be greatly appreciated.
Roll a plead.
I just remembered, he gave us like a bonus at the end. Did we count that in?
Yeah, the 250.
Oh, was that?
Yeah, that was 750.
I thought that was just our second half pay, and then he gave us more.
Well, he gave you guys, so you got there, he gave you 250 to start out with, which was half of the... That because you guys split the contract in half with Hot Leaf Juice, so you're only getting 500 versus the 1,000. So, 250 at the beginning, 250 afterwards, and then an additional 250 as part of the Hot Leaf Juice's stuff. So,
gotcha.
Yeah,
I rolled a 5.
Oh man,
that sucks.
No sympathy that was for my... you.
First bad roll all night, and they had to be probably in the most important moment, so.
Bill, as much as I regret not being able to help Mr. Oak Ron after I kind of betrayed him, I have to say, I feel bad about it, but there's nothing I could do.
Oh, okay. I mean, I get it.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I get it. This is last notice. This is a late notice, last minute thing, and you just had a giant party, so you're.
Yeah. Well,
I get it. I just
gonna be a bit short staffed.
Yeah, I just thought I'd try, and I wasn't thinking about your staff. I was thinking maybe if you could, like, I don't know, persuade the local town guard is all I was thinking of. But maybe I could just straight going to them. I just didn't know if they
might be worth checking.
I could just go straight to them. I don't know. It was an idea. It might have been stupid, but...
No, it's not stupid. I appreciate you coming to me for help.
Oh, of course. I just figured you wouldn't want to see the shop you enjoy having harm done to it. That was it. But
I understand.
I will leave you to finish cleaning up. I know you have a lot on your hands, especially
If anything happens, just tell Mr. Okoro and he can come to me. And I know it'll be after the fact, but maybe I can do something to fix it.
I'm sure Mr. Okron would greatly appreciate that. I mean, we all would, all of us that work there.
Sure.
But hopefully nothing bad happens. Hopefully the guard listens to me.
Did you talk to any of the town folk yet?
Oh, we were going to do that tomorrow. It's late. Like, I'm pretty sure everyone's asleep now. The
people are dealing with the same problems.
Oh, yeah, no. That was our plan.
Maybe they'll stand by.
I think everyone else in our shop's going to go talk to them. I'm just going to go talk to the guard next. I'll probably do that in the morning, though.
Okay.
They said they're going to do it at noon, so... Okay. Yeah.
Oh, if I can pitch in, I'll try, but no promises.
Do whatever you can, and if you can't, up to you. I'm just letting you know.
That's well, I appreciate it, son.
But you had a great party.
Thank you.
Thank you for having the Blissful Brew.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me. And with that, I'm going to bid you a good night, and I'm going to leave now.
And he gives you a bit of a bow, out of, like, respect.
And then Bill gives him a low bow.
Sure.
And then takes off down the path down
okay.
to Blissful Brew.
Yeah. Even though he wasn't able to help you, you feel like you've definitely gained some sway on this guy to some extent. You know, he feels some level of respect for you. So
there you go.
Yeah. And that might come into play later on. Potentially, so.
Hey everyone, Skylar the DM back again because we received another awesome 5-star review on iTunes, and I'd like to share the kind words one of our listeners took the time to send our way with all of you. Wholesome and fun. The deep friendship between the players and GM shines through in this wonderful actual play podcast. Production value is some of the best you will get for actual play. Love the show, keep it up. A huge thank you to Big Demarest for the incredibly kind words. If you'd be willing to take a moment to leave some words of encouragement for our podcast and the crew, it really would mean a lot to us to just simply hop on over to iTunes, find the Benders and Brew podcasts, and drop us a review. You can also do so on our Facebook page. Just click the More and then Review tabs. Again, it sure does mean a lot to receive these reviews, and it really helps the podcast to reach others who might also enjoy the show and join the community that we're developing. Thanks so much to all of our listeners for being awesome, and enjoy the rest of the show.
You guys head home. You guys rest. You wake up the next day. You've got some time to prepare in this morning for whatever it is that you plan to do.
Bill's going to go talk to the guard and just tell them about this.
Okay. The guards kind of have a mixed reaction to it. They've definitely experienced some issues with the wild coyote boars. But you get the sense that there's something kind of like behind the scenes that might be causing them to not want to get involved with it. But you do go out and you speak with some of the business owners, and they are fed up with the situation. They're sick of it. And a pretty decent handful of them agree that, hey, if we stand up to these guys once and for all, we can shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
So, out of curiosity, who was going to go talk to you? Do you guys like all split up to go talk to business people in the area?
No.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'd not go with.
I would go talk to people.
Okay. So. Just to kind of speed things along, you were able to amass, you know, a pretty decent group, whatever. You convince them all to, you know, come out to the Blissful Brew. Mr. Okoron, you know, he's serving up some tea to everybody that, you know, decided to come and stuff. You know, he's got maybe some, like, muffins or something that he's baked. And, you know, you've amassed quite a crew, and sure enough, noon comes around, and a group of four angry-looking, rough-looking teenagers with respective weapons. Some of them, they just kind of are like, you know, they got like a rock floating if they're like an earthbender, just kind of like floating above their hand. You see Chikra, she's with them. She has kind of like this interesting, sort of like a scepter-esque weapon. So it's just like a staff with like a ball at the end. And she's like kind of walking along. She's holding it by the other end, the opposite, the ball. And she's just kind of like swinging it around, flipping it around, stuff like that. So kind of similar clothing to what she had on before. All of them are wearing kind of like a dark clothing. So I'll describe the full group of them. So you've got the one guy, he's kind of, you can tell he's like the leader of the group. He's got this big old rockabilly like hair kind of coming out, you know, it's like big long, and then it's got kind of like the tuft at the end. He has just a wooden like practice katana that he's got with him at his side. You've got right next to him on either side of him, you have Chikra, who you know, obviously. And then on the other side of him, you have this really scrawny looking dude who's like all hunched over, like almost like you wonder if he's got back problems. He doesn't have any kind of a weapon or anything. He's just there, right? And then behind all of them is this big, massive, hulking dude. Even like more like chunky than Brock. Brock's pretty like built. This guy, he's like thick. He's also muscular. He's kind of a mix.
How many C's to his thickness are we talking?
C's?
How many C's of thickness?
Probably at least five.
Five
thick.
Thick boy.
That is a thick boy. When he walks, you assume he must be an earthbender because he hits the ground hard and shakes the area around him. And the four of them come up and they see this entire group of people that are standing in front of them. And the leader, the rockabilly guy, he comes stepping forward and he goes, "What's all this about? We're here to pick up our money, old man."
I want to play this like I'm playing along with the wild coyote boys. But okay. I feel like I would have already told them that I don't plan to hurt them. I'm just going to play along with the wild coyote boars.
Okay.
So I'll go over there and I'll sort of stand like in the way back behind everybody.
Okay.
The coyote boars are pulled up. Are you gonna continue with the facade or are you gonna...
No, I'm gonna go say hi to my new BFF Chikra.
Okay.
So you just walk right out. You're like, what's up?
So we both go.
Well, I mean like, where are they, in the front or the back?
Front.
Well, I don't want to just, like, walk out of the shop where they can be like, why were you inside?
Well, right now, you're somewhere amidst a massive group of people that have amassed outside the shop.
So we're outside, we're not inside.
Right.
Okay, so then, yeah, I'm going to walk up to her.
Okay.
I just didn't want to walk out the front doors and be like, why were you in there?
She's like, oh, what's up? Where's your friend?
Oh, yeah, like, hey, he's over there somewhere.
Why are you asking about me?
the dude, the leader dude, he says, "I asked a question, old man. What's up with the people and where's my money?"
"Well, you could say you've brewed up something stronger than you expected."
That's a good one.
That is a good one. What's that supposed to mean?
Means we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not gonna take it.
Yeah, and all the people in your group, they like take a really intimidating step forward and they stomp their ground hard.
Snap.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. Of course, don't forget to follow or subscribe to our podcast through whatever podcast site that you're using, such as iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and others. Additionally, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for the social media icons. Following us on social media gives you access to all news, announcements, and of course, new episodes as they are released. You can check out our website, bendersandbrews.com, which will feature all of our episodes as well as news, announcements, and even cool character and player profiles. It's a great hub of information for the Benders and Brews podcast. And finally, we would be truly humbled if you would be willing to take the time to leave us a review if your podcast site allows you to do so, such as on iTunes. Or, in the case of YouTube, you can hit the like and subscribe button and drop us a comment. Tell us about what you thought about our podcast episodes. It sure would mean a lot to us. Avatar Legends is a tabletop role-playing game created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Inc., all rights reserved. I also want to thank the following artists who you can find on Fiverr for their amazing creative work on this podcast. Character art was done by Alessio Papadraw. Background art by Kenichi. Music by JoeTims215. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.